If I bend my youth, would it come to me? Oh, love, won't you bat my eye? I miss the sweet garden men, baffle a skeleton dry. All they wanted was a villain, and all they had was me. All they wanted was a villain, so then they just took me. Skeleton dry. All they wanted was a villain, and all they had was me. All they wanted was a villain, so then they just took me.
You're with us. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and this is the B&H Family Radio Show.
Welcome. This is our new slot. We are here Wednesday at midnight now, and we are very excited to be with you guys. We have a lot of stuff to talk about. There's a lot of good music that's out. There's a lot of interesting news out in the world. They're 21 Savage is from Britain, apparently.
Who knew?
And it's pretty crazy, all the stuff that's going on. We're just sitting here. We've just been talking about a lot of different things. We've been talking about our classes. Everybody's starting their new classes, and that's really interesting. I hope everything's going well with everyone's new schedule. We were talking about cities because of a class that you're taking. And
yeah, global cities.
Constructed cities, which is really interesting, like the whole idea of places just being built in the middle of nowhere and you know, people not going there, in the capital of Myanmar, which is like this completely empty metropolis that is essentially just the government and a palace and nothing else. And so it's really interesting, like all that stuff, but I digress. So we're gonna keep playing some more music for you guys.
Yeah.
Those last two songs, what did we have, Lil?
We had 1917 by The Good, the Bad, and the Queen. Oh, that rhymed. I like that. And then we had We the Common from Tao and the Get Down, Stay Down.
Yeah, I really like both those songs. I the new Good, the Bad, and the Queen album is very interesting. That was a side project of Damon Albarn, the guy from Gorillaz. And it is a very... I think the first half of it's very good. I think it kind of loses steam as it goes along. It's much more like it's a lot mellower than his other projects. And I respect that he's making some mellower music.
Yeah, he like tries everything.
Yeah,
love that guy.
Yep. Yeah. And the other was Tao and the Get Down, Stay Down, which is, I think, a really really interesting band. I really like a few of their songs. I don't really know much about them. Do you know anything about them?
No, that was the first time I'd ever heard that band.
Yeah,
I liked it though.
They have good stuff. They have a few really good songs. So we're gonna keep it going. We're gonna play some more music for you here on 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Yeah.
And hope you're staying awake if you're studying.
Yeah.
Don't drink coffee. Just listen to us talk.
Yeah. Thanks for tuning in to the new slot on Thursday mornings.
The new slot. Oh yeah, Thursday mornings. That's right. I read the schedule and I got very very confused. I was like, oh man, Thursday nights. Oh wait, no. Those 24-hour clocks, man. You ready to play some new music?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Oh, I want to know where I can go when you're not around and I'm feeling down. So won't you stay for a moment so I can say with you. Then I fell to the ground and she smiled at me instead.
I don't wanna see you cry. You don't have to feel this emptiness. She said I love you till the day that I die. Well, maybe she's right. I don't even know why I let myself get down in the first place.
Trying to keep up my bad face. Sunflowers still move at night. Waiting for a minute till the sun sees through my eyes. Dig it down, 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 down. Dig it down. You know you need to get yourself to sleep and dream a dream of you and I. There's no need to keep an open eye. I promise I'm the one for you. Just let me hold you in these arms tonight. I'm lucky to be me. You can see it in my face. Back when I fucked my shit up too many times, why would I let myself get down in the first?
Thank you. heaven. Maybe I never will. My star has left me to take the bitter pill. That shattered feeling, well, the cause of it's a lesson learned. Just don't know if I could roll into the sea again. Just don't know if I could do it all again. She said it's true. Thank you.
I remember we would dream about kids, trying to get that V with that crib. Back when you used to bees with that crib. Gotta give a little to get a little bit in return now. Tables turn now, and you heard about me and my bitch. I'm just trying to chill, cause lately I've been thinking about you and rebuilding. Walk around like you love feelings. I can tell he not fulfilling. You in love with me still. They say only if looks could kill for real. You walk around town with that guy. When you pass by, I just laugh like.
Niggas make memes. I'm on a money routine. I don't want smoke, I want cream. I don't want no more comparisons. This is a marathon, and I'm aware I've been playing a bet from a lack of promotions. I never was one for the bragging and boasting. I guess I was hoping the music would speak for itself, but the people want everything else. Okay, no problem. I show up on every one album. You know what the outcome will be. I'm betting 1,000. It's got to the point that these rappers don't even like rapping with me. Fuck it, come on, nigga. 21 Savage just hit me and told me he sent me a spot on a new record he got. He called it a lot. I open my book and I jot. Pray for Tekashi, they wanting a rap. I picture him inside a cell on a cot, reflecting on how he made it to the top, wondering if it was worth it or not. I pray for Markel cause they fucked up his shot. Just want you to know that you got it, my nigga. Though I never met you, I know that you special. When that the Lord bless you, don't doubt it, my nigga. Dennis Madrid, stay solid, my nigga. I'm on a tangent, not how I planned it. I had some fans that hopped in a band and shit when they thought that I wasn't gon' pan. Now I got a plan. They say that success is the greater revenge. Tell all your friends, call on a mission, submitting the spot is the greatest that did it before it all ends, nigga.
How much money you got? A lot. How many problems you got? A lot. How many people done doubted you? A lot. Left you out to rot. fuck around with these thighs.
I could tell by how I treat you with my girl. Damn, she's so selfless, but she put up with my ways because she love me like you do. And no, it don't always show. I love her just like I love you. And I need to treat you better. Wish you could live forever so we could spend more time together. I love you, mama. I keep my head. I see, nigga, this ain't no Rolex, it's an AP, nigga. I'm hot dog, catch up to me, nigga. Couldn't resist. Aim for the stars and I shouldn't have missed. But I was riding on fumes, so I stopped by the moon. Now I'm sitting on the hood of this bitch, like thanks for the view. Waiting on thanks from a few, cause without me you wouldn't exist. You know that shit gave you the blueprint, don't forget. Cold as your phone on 0%, going off. Now niggas showing off. Niggas where they hard, but they flow ain't soft. I'm taking off like Boeing on a big ass Boeing. Getting hit like a coin toss, too easy. I keep my head. My wings carry me. I don't know freedom. I want my dreams to rescue me. I keep my faith strong. I ask the Lord to follow me. I've been unfaithful. I don't know why you call on me. Believe in me.
You just heard Sunflower by Rex Orange County, To Binge by The Gorillaz featuring Little Dragon.
Correction. It's Gorillaz.
Oh, Luke just corrected me. It's Gorillaz. It's not The Gorillaz. Well, it can be The Gorillaz with like a lowercase t.
No, you can't.
By Gorilla. I don't know. Sure.
I guess maybe not, because like you wouldn't say like.
I don't say the Tame Impala. That's.
Kendrick Lamar, you wouldn't say the. You could, but okay, if you were to say Gorillaz, you'd have to say. You can't say by The Gorillaz. You have to say by The Gorillaz.
Exactly.
Like, if you're saying like a name, you could be like by The Kendrick Lamar, but you can't be like by The Kendrick Lamar. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I think you're right. The more I think about it, the more I think you're right.
You know that.
The Gorillaz.
The Gorillaz.
Okay, well, the next one was by Tame Impala. That was Reality in Motion. And then we had ASAP Rocky with Sundress, which is actually I think he used a sample of a Tame Impala song, and it's produced by Danger Mouse. Wow. And I played that song for my mom, likes a lot of the same music as me, but doesn't always know this new, fresh music. And she was like, wow, I really like this guy, ASAP Rocky. ASAP Rocky. And I'm like, she's like, it sounds so much like the music I like. And I'm like, yeah, that's because it's Tame Impala and Danger Mouse. And she's like, oh, that makes sense.
There's a lot of, Tame Impala produces a lot of hip-hop.
Yeah, she I think they produced it.
Oh, really?
She was like, this sounds...
Sampled or was it produced?
I think it's both.
He produced...
No, it's definitely a sample.
Kaliuchi's song, right?
True, yeah.
Tomorrow,
yeah.
Or I think it was.
Something.
He produced Skeletons on Travis Scott's new album. Not new now, but summer album. I think he produced a song on Damn. No, maybe he didn't. That's like a thing he does now.
Interesting.
Because Kevin Parker. I mean, this is actually a discussion that I had with all my friends recently about if Kevin Parker is the richest, most popular man in alternative and indie music at the moment, and I would say yes, as of this year, perhaps, because he has gotten the amount of commercials that Tame Impala is in. It's just absurd.
I mean, Tame Impala is just like I think they're really so good, and I also think they're really marketable and just really applicable to a lot of the music that's out right now.
Yeah, yeah, and it's not like tired indie alternative music.
No, it sounds
it's
good
cutting
and fresh.
Edge. It's not. It understands that things are changing. It's I don't know. I think I really have a lot of respect for him.
Yeah.
Parker.
Yeah.
And I bet he is probably the man with the most cachet in the indie alternative scene.
Yeah.
At this moment.
I hope he is. He deserves it. I like him.
Anyway, I mean, he's headlining Coachella. Like that's some cachet.
That's some cash. He's getting the bread per se.
Yeah, he's getting the scratch.
So then we had A Lot by 21 Savage and apparently by J. Cole. A classic at this point.
No, it's a good time.
So 2014, 5 years ago.
Wait, what?
I'm saying about? That J. Cole's apparently isn't fresh.
Apparently. Oh, I thought you
track.
Said. Okay, that's really funny because so A Lot is featuring J. Cole, and so I thought you said 21 Savage.
I see what you're saying.
And apparently J. Cole.
Apparently
it was
J. Cole.
21 Savage. And then the song apparently by J. Cole.
Yeah, so that was some fresh J. Cole and some well-baked J. Cole. Well, not baked, well, I guess like...
Well-baked
Not
J.
well-baked. like it's been in the fridge for a bit and we're bringing it back out. It's the leftovers, but it's still good.
It's like, okay, it's like reheated salisbury steak of music.
All right,
that's fine.
Whatever.
We're good.
Has a long shelf life.
Yeah. No, yeah, for sure. That is his album with shelf life.
Yeah.
And there's not a lot.
It's a good metaphor. I'm going to start saying albums of shelf life now.
The half life.
What's
the
shelf
album?
Life? Like, who doesn't have shelf life? Like, Britney Spears has no shelf life.
Oh, absolutely. Britney Spears has
okay,
no shelf life.
Okay, I was trying to think of another example.
There's way better examples than Britney Spears.
Katy Perry?
The Beatles has no shelf life.
What?
What do you mean?
The Beatles has the best shelf life of anyone.
Oh, wait, okay. Oh, shelf life as in
the longer you're on the shelf, the more you hold up.
Oh, then yeah, the opposite. Then you were correct about Britney Spears.
Thank you.
Britney Spears does have a shelf life. Yeah. Okay.
Spears has a short shelf life.
No, Britney.
Or like say.
Yeah.
In a lot of people's opinions, like the Black Eyed Peas, I think they have a pretty long shelf life. Personally,
I highly disagree, but that's okay.
But a lot of people would say they have a short shelf life.
Right.
Or had a short shelf life.
I haven't heard Timber by Kesha featuring Pitbull recently.
Oh, that had a very short shelf life.
Short shelf life. a lot of that music, honestly. A lot of that pop.
Yeah.
I have a feeling that a lot of pop music from, like, the late, not the early 2000s pop music does have a shelf life, weirdly. But
yeah,
like,
that
but
stands
like,
up.
But, like, early 2000, like, 2009 through 2012, I don't know. Like, that era of pop music has no shelf life. It's just not.
It's just boring.
It's just boring. It's, yeah.
It was, like, before pop. It was, like, right as pop was getting, like, had reached its peak of popularity and before I had figured out how to be good.
Right.
Because, like, pop now, this is actually an interesting discussion, I think, because I think pop's, like, actual quality of music comes in waves. And, like, so, you know, the Beatles were the pop music of their generation, right? And they're great, great pop music. And right. Then, you know, well, like, Prince had some hits that are, like, popular, like, great pop
music.
Well,
and that's the thing now. So that's what I'm, that's basically.
But
exactly
then, you know, you
saying.
Got Kesha.
Right, but that was, and there's, like, you know, great early 2000s pop music, too. But that is going to kind of last among certain circles. But, like, late, like, 2010 era pop music had no shelf life, partially because it was just bad.
Yeah, that's what
like,
I mean.
It was just not
so,
good.
Like, pop.
And, like, pop music now, like, hip-hop is new pop.
Right, and it's good.
And it's a lot of it's really good.
Yeah.
Not all of it's really good.
There's popular songs that are good. When I was growing up, I was just, like, so anti-pop because I, like, liked alternative music. And honestly, a lot of the pop that was being played at, like, middle school dances was trash.
Yeah.
You know, and I was like, wow, pop music just is overall bad. But, like, that's not true anymore.
If you listen to, like, stuff that, I don't know, yeah, it's really interesting. I don't know.
You know, like, Charlie XCX. Bops, like, great songs.
Yeah, well, that's not yeah, that's kind of a different thing in my mind, but
like,
I mean it's
pop, a different
it's
thing
pop, but it's like pop meant for people who like music, sort of.
That's what I mean. I don't know, I guess so.
I don't know,
but even like I think, I don't know, some of the more like mainstream pop, like Calvin Harris, is like really pretty good.
Yeah, in comparison to what things used to be. Absolutely.
Yeah. Anyway, we digress.
We digress. We're gonna play a little bit more music. We'll be back towards the end of the show, and yeah.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you guys in a little bit.
used to spend my nights out in barroom. Liquor was the only love I'd known. But you rescued me from reaching for the bottom.
Feed a crat, and your idea of a good time is to sit back and shoot crack cocaine into your eyeball while listening to jam band music, followed by death metal, followed by hip hop, followed by polka, followed by some ungodly classical music written by some European. Y'all probably listen to WMFO in Medford because of the crack cocaine. Y'all probably enjoy it.
Freeze!
So I suggest you mail a check to the trustees of Tufts College, WMFO, Attention, Satan, Post Office Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155.
Peace.
Wow.
It's hard to see a type of girl like me. The stars
All right, guys. So we are chilling here. We are done. We're going to play one last song and then head out.
Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah, it was a nice show.
We had some great songs that we just played. Comeback Kid by Sharon Van Etten, one of a new find by me. And then we had a really whack PSA, which was kind of fun. and then we had Chris Stapleton's Tennessee Whiskey, Kate Trinata's Chances. And then finishing up, we had Shuffle. Finishing up that set, we had Shuffle a Dream by Little Dragon.
Little Dragon.
So thanks for tuning in. It's been B&H Family Radio Show on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Reform Radio.
Yep. We are excited to be following on the town at this time.